AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The federal election subversion case against Donald Trump has hit a milestone. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The judge overseeing the case has imposed a narrow gag order on the ex-president. Judge Tanya Chutkin says there are no restrictions on statements criticizing the Justice Department generally or about Trump's belief that the case is politically motivated. But she says he cannot mount a smear campaign against prosecutors and court personnel. That's after special counsel Jack Smith's team accused Trump of using online attacks to try to taint the jury pool. Trump's lawyers fiercely fought against a gag order, saying it would censor a political candidate during a campaign. The judge says Trump does not have a right to say and do exactly as he pleases. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An arrest has been made in the shooting death of a police officer at the Philadelphia airport. Israel's defense minister, Yoav Gallant, says his country is ready for a fight after the attacks by Hamas.
This will be a long war. The price will be high, but we are going to win for Israel, for the Jewish people, and for the values that both countries believe in.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel, and President Biden may travel there later this week. Ford Chairman Bill Ford is calling on auto workers to come together to end a strike that he says could cost the company the ability to invest in the future.
If we lose it, we will lose to the competition. America loses. Many jobs will be lost. So will future investments.
Ford is near an impasse with the union. Republicans in the House will meet tonight behind closed doors to try to unite around a new nominee for Speaker. More people are voicing their support for Ohio's Jim Jordan. This is AP News. Bobsled, skeleton, and luge events will not be held in Italy during the 2026 Milan Cortina Olympics. The AP's Tim Reynolds reports it was expected, but it's disappointing for U.S. sliders.
They'd hoped that a new track in Italy would have helped their program long term. The Italian officials just didn't see that it was going to make financial sense to go forward. So it's a disappointment in the short and long term for Italy, but also for the Olympic athletes who would really hope to be in Italy for 2026. Now they're probably going to be part of the, quote, Italy Games, but they'll be sliding in either Austria or Switzerland.
A long controversial plan to rebuild the historic Eugenio Monti track, built 100 years ago, used for the 1956 Olympics, and shut down 15 years ago, simply proved too costly. The 2026 Games will be the first in Winter Olympic history to have events held outside the host nation. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.